Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Noon hour straight ahead. A lot of NFL football conversation over the next 45 minutes. We'll get into an NFL no huddle ahead of the championship weekend right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. NFC Championship followed by AFC Championship on Sunday afternoon. The NFL coaching carousel continues as well. I don't know that any of them have been filled yet. There's some rumors about maybe one. In Indianapolis might be already filled. I guess it's not vacant. No. But we'll get to all that and some of the ins and outs of how that's going to play out over the next week or so, because you always know some of these coordinators that teams advance to the Super Bowl end up getting these jobs, and they sort of agree to them in principle, and they sign after the Super Bowl is over and all of that. But that may be what's happening next week as well. We'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40 also.
Yeah, I mean, this is usually the time, because it was always one of those unfortunate things when you're a head coaching candidate and your team happens to make it to the Super Bowl and all those different
Sometimes
things.
You miss out.
Sometimes you miss out. But I thought the craziest thing about the coaching interviews was like D'Amico Ryans. D'Amico Ryans was like the day before the game, like doing Zoom interviews. It's like, okay, all right, guys, I got to go. I got to get ready for a damn playoff game right now. And so that's always the funny thing about this, is because the multitasking of that.
He probably has to,
yes,
because I bet everyone's interviewing him.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, he's maybe, outside of Sean Payton, the most in-demand coach this cycle. Like,
yeah,
in terms of interviews and jobs that are interested in him and stuff like that. I mean, he seems like one of the guys that's for sure going to get one.
Yeah, I think he's going to get one. Him and I think the most definite ones are him and Dan. I think that's going to be the case. And right before we know, like, I thought the weirdest thing, and I saw it last night, and I thought about it again this morning, because usually this is the second cycle of interviews.
Right.
It's usually the second cycle. Right. So most of them all have gotten their second, the second interview. Sean Payton hasn't. And it's weird, because I'm like, okay, his name is always at the top. You know, he's going to be like, for the next, unless he gets a job pretty soon, he'll be Bill Cowher for the next 10 years.
Yep.
Remember that, when Bill Cowher was like, every year. Why is he getting a second interview? Now, I look at it.
I have a theory about that.
Is it the draft compensation?
Could be.
Or is it his demands?
Could be.
I think it's more his demands than anything.
I got door number three.
What's that?
I'll tell you in 20 minutes.
Let's do it.
Can I do that?
No, I want to hear it.
Can I tell you in 20 minutes?
I want to hear it.
What would you do if your job accidentally gave you $1 million? Like a million extra dollars?
Like if Odyssey did?
Yeah.
I'd leave.
It's the clerical error that led to Randy McMichael accidentally getting an extra $1 million.
I know people down in the Cayman. I know. I would send it straight there. I know people down there. You don't think I do?
You'd call your offshore accountant and get that in that immovable bank account as soon as possible?
Damn right I would.
Smart move.
Damn right I would.
Smart
ain't my
move.
Fault.
No, it isn't.
And then we leaving again.
So that'd be the last we ever saw of Randy.
Yeah.
That happened to Brian Kelly at LSU. Now, the crazy thing is, and this may be, I don't know, the next time someone wants to talk to you about athletes getting paid and all the money that's in sports, they gave him an extra million and he didn't even notice.
Yes.
That's how much coaches make in college football right now, to where Brian Kelly was given an extra $1 million over the life of his 2022 paychecks, and he didn't even notice the difference.
Yes.
If I made $1 million extra dollars in 2022, I'd notice the difference. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just in terms of real life situations. Now, he didn't do it on purpose. He did not notice. What they're going to do, they audited the athletic department, as they always do, and they found that they accidentally paid him and his foundation an extra $1 million over the fiscal year of 2022.
Right.
What they're going to do is short the payments in 2023 just to make it right and recoup it.
Yeah.
It makes sense. But, man, just $1 million extra. You got a million extra on accident.
You get a milli and don't know. So that's the thing about it. You got to figure out who you trust with your money then, right? Because obviously he has somebody who does his finances and all those different things. That's just too much money for you to kind of manage on your own. But for them not to say something to you.
Yeah, somebody had to have noticed it.
That means he's
right?
stealing.
Or the guy that he's got managing his money is very trustworthy.
Yeah, dog. That means he's stealing. Watch yourself, BK.
This is nice. Oh yeah, that could be it as well.
Watch your loop, BK.
Just check your W-2s. I got mine yesterday.
Yeah.
Disappointed to find out there was not an extra $1 million on.
Oh, damn it, Andy.
Maybe next year.
Damn it.
Maybe next year. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle.
We're going no huddle.
With the midday show no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Go now, let's go. Set.
All right, before we jump into some of this audio, I've got the list of the NFL Awards nominees. Randy, are you ready?
Let's hear it.
You want to decide who the winners are right here and now?
Gotcha.
I know the NFL Awards aren't for a couple of weeks, but we can do it right now.
Gotcha.
MVP, the Patrick candidates.
Mahomes. Oh, you're going to read the up. Okay, no, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Justin Jefferson.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, that's the MVP.
Okay.
Offensive player of the year. Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Tyreek Hill, Justin Jefferson.
Justin Jefferson.
Well, how can you be the MVP and not the offensive player?
They do it sometimes like that because okay. Cooper Kupp won offensive MVP last year but didn't win MVP.
And you just want to get multiple people trophies,
yes.
Essentially?
Yes.
Defensive – oh, and I guess we could just give it to a non-QB. That'd be kind of fun,
and
too.
That would be great, too. Yeah.
Defensive player of the year, Micah Parsons, Nick Bosa, Chris Jones.
Micah Parsons.
I'm going to go Nick Bosa. Okay. I think Nick Bosa should be defensive player okay. of the year. Offensive rookie of the year, Brock Purdy, Kenneth Walker, or Garrett Wilson.
They're going to give it to Brock Purdy.
Wow.
Yep.
Only played like six regular season games.
They're going to give it to Brock.
Garrett Wilson had an incredible season.
He damn
season.
Sure did.
And Kenny Walker had a nice year, too. He was hurt quite a bit, yes. But he was very good, too. Defensive rookie of the year, Aiden Hutchinson, Sauce Gardner, or Tariq Woolen?
I'm going to give it to Sauce.
Okay.
Yes.
Dude, I think Tariq Woolen led the NFL in interceptions.
He did.
Fifth-round draft pick.
Good for him.
It took him a decade, but they finally found another fifth-round draft pick in that secondary in Seattle. Comeback player of the year, and feel free to –
Ain't no,
feel free to make fun if you want.
Geno came back from sucking. Right? He stunk. All right, he's a backup.
Now, if it was like cool story of the year.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Maybe Geno Smith is the recipient. Comeback player of the year, Geno Smith, Christian McCaffrey, Saquon Barkley.
Brian Robbins is not eligible for the comeback player?
Well, he was not there.
Oh, that's right.
He's a rookie.
Okay.
He did get shot in the ass, though.
Yeah. He did not. And he got shot in the lower back calf.
Oh, okay.
Back hamstring part.
I thought one was in the thigh and one was in the ass.
No, it was not.
Lower ass?
No, it was no lower
Where
ass in it.
Where does the ass end and the thigh begin?
Where that crease is. <All right. laughs> Where the crease is.
What if you – never mind.
Never mind.
So who is it?
I'm going to go Saquon. I'm going to go Saquon.
Everybody listening in their minds just envision the exact same thing. It was an ass crease. You're welcome. Happy Trillville Thursday.
Yes.
Coach of the Year. Sean McDermott of the Bills, Nick Sirianni of the Eagles, Kyle Shanahan, 49ers, Brian Daboll, Giants, Doug Peterson, Jaguars.
Man, I've been on Brian Daboll all year. And I think Dougie P might win it, but I'm going to go Brian Daboll.
I'm going to go Doug Peterson just in terms of, like, obviously the Giants hadn't been good for a handful of years, but the dumpster fire inherited and then the success that he had. There's other coaches, I think, that should be up for
Nick
that.
Sirianni? How's Nick Sirianni, maybe?
Yeah, Sirianni's a great example. I mean, I think Pete Carroll should be up for that award, but he's not a finalist. Assistant coach of the year.
I'm going to go D'Amico Ryans, but I'm going to tell you what, Ben Johnson, watch out for him. The next year, coaches, we're about to get the coaching cycles in the next segment. Watch out for Ben Johnson, the OC from the Lions, and the defensive coordinator for the Bengals.
Yeah.
Watch out for them next year.
I need to learn the defensive coordinator for the Bengals' name. Something Italian.
Yeah.
That's what I
– Yeah.
Araumu. Something like that. Gino Auriemma. No, that's the UConn coach. All right. Let's hear from Brandon Bean. He's the general manager of the Bills, talking about the Bengals and their rookie quarterback situation.
They right now are on the advantage of a rookie quarterback contract. And they had some lean years without getting too much into their build. And I don't want to suck bad enough to have to get Ja'Marr Chase. Like, he's a heck of a talent. I'd love to have him, but you gotta go through some lean years to do that. And
pretty rich coming from Buffalo.
Burrow one, and I don't remember where Chase was drafted, but it was pretty high. Like, and those guys are on their rookie deals. We're paying Stephon Diggs a pretty hefty number. We're paying Josh Allen a pretty hefty number. So there is the constraints of the cap.
I like him saying lean. yeah, lean years.
Lean's a friendly way to say suck. But he did also say suck. Like, he said that as well. It is just kind of rich coming from the Buffalo Bills, sort of saying, we don't want to suck.
Yes.
Well, I know you don't want to suck, and you don't suck right now. But, boy, did you.
Yes.
For a really, really long period of time. Including the year that led to you being able to draft Josh Allen in the top 10.
Yes.
Like, you had to be pretty bad in order to do that. Then you go back through their history, and they drafted in the top five a number of times. Now, I know he wasn't the general manager at the time, but that is sort of something that we got back to yesterday, we talked about yesterday with, you have to be really bad if you want to get one of those top quarterbacks.
Right.
Like, it's kind of a tough philosophy or a tough blueprint to say, yeah, follow that one. Because we were talking yesterday about blueprints that maybe the Falcons could follow in order to get a guy like Joe Burrow or get a guy like Patrick Mahomes. I know Patrick Mahomes wasn't the number one pick, but you know what I mean.
Right.
In order to get one of those types of guys, you have to be the worst team in the NFL.
Right.
Or trade up to get him, but likely be the worst team in the NFL. And the Falcons just haven't done that, thankfully. They haven't been that bad. So you're not going to do that. You're building your team differently, and that's why we sort of looked at the Philadelphia Eagles as maybe more of a model.
They got to figure it out, if you're talking about the Falcons. But, I mean, going back to Coach
Lou Anarumo, that's his name.
But they have to find out, you know, like, because they're in a position where they're going to lose people. Like, they're going to lose T. Higgins because you got to lose
him.
You can't keep them all, so you're going to lose T. Higgins. But they got a dude at the quarterback that's not a big loss. You know what I mean? When you got a dude at the quarterback position – you can afford to lose guys.
Yeah.
Now, they're not going to lose Jamar Chase and him.
You're going to keep those guys.
Yeah, you're going to keep Jamar and Joe. But, yeah, I mean, my biggest thing with them up there in Cincinnati is the guy who runs the team, who owns the team. Is he going to be that guy to come up off of what they do? And you have to with the quarterback position. I think they usually guarantee your first 2 years of your contract. I think that's what they do. That might be the Steelers. But anyways, like, no. You got to get – if you're Joe Burrow, I need all my bank. I need it all. You see what I did? You see what I did for this organization? I wonder how much money Joe Burrow has made that team since he's been there.
That's a great point. I mean, the economic impact that a quarterback like that has on a franchise, the owner has it more so because of what he's done.
Yes.
Here he is talking about the path to the Super Bowl.
We've been in these spots. We have the experience. We know what team we're playing, team that's been to this game the last five seasons, and they've all been in that stadium. So, to me, they're still the team to beat. And then we're coming for him.
I like that. We're coming for him.
Yeah, it's all the right stuff to say. I mean, yes, they beat him last year, but the Chiefs have been there five consecutive years. That means Patrick Mahomes has been there five times.
Yes.
I saw a list yesterday of quarterbacks and how many times they've made their conference championship game. You know how many times Peyton Manning made the conference championship game?
Three?
Five.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Five times.
Okay.
So Patrick's already there. I know Tom Brady is the unreachable standard. He went to 14 conference championship games. But if Mahomes gets to one more, he's on the same shelf as like Terry Bradshaw, Roger Staubach. Like, we're talking about all-time first ballot great Hall of Famers, and he's still right in the middle of his prime.
Yeah.
To be able to have this much success this early in a career is insane.
How old is Pat? 27, 28?
Maybe.
Maybe 28 years old. I mean, this guy, I mean, he's a special player. And it's
27.
Funny, 27 years old. It's
born
funny.
Born in 1995.
It's funny because I just remember when he was drafted and nobody, I was like, I don't know who this cat is. Didn't know nothing about him.
Nobody
but then did. One guy whose opinion I always, you know, listened to and everything was Lou Riddick. And Lou was like, they got a Ferrari up there. This dude, they talk about, like, he should be starting right now in front of Alex Smith. You know, but they wanted to wait and everything. And you saw him getting that last game of the season. Like, oh, my God.
Oh.
Oh.
Can he really do that, or is that just a one-game thing?
Oh.
And then he's been doing it ever since, which is insane.
Yeah.
Super fun matchup between great quarterbacks this weekend in the AFC Championship game. Really interesting matchup of quarterbacks in the NFC Championship game. Obviously, Jalen Hurts appears to be becoming one of those star quarterbacks in the NFL. Brock Purdy is just a crazy story. It's a rematch between those two.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They squared off in the Big 12.
I love that highlight they showed the other day.
They both went nuts in that game.
They went crazy in that damn game,
Purdy threw six touchdowns in that game for Iowa State. Here's Brock Purdy talking about that.
It was a fun college game. It was a great experience to go against, you know, Jalen, and they had a great team, and he was making plays and stuff, and feel like we had to do the same to keep up and stay alive in that game as well, but you know, this is a different situation.
Oh, I was so mad that year at Iowa State because they tricked it. They had, like they're that team like Northwestern. You know, once they get the, they'll be in the Rose Bowl where they got all these great players. Iowa State had the quarterback, the running back, the tight end, the receiver. They had a nice defense. They had everything. And just tricked that damn season off.
Well, because they had a really good year the year before,
yes,
that, right? And then they came in with a lot of hype.
And they all came back.
They might have been ranked top 10 preseason.
Yep.
They went 7-6 with Brock Purdy and Breece Hall.
Yes. Oh.
I mean, that's a pretty damning statement of Matt Campbell, honestly. That's a pretty bad situation. And maybe that's why Matt Campbell ended up not getting jobs elsewhere, and he's still the head coach there. Yeah, but that's crazy. Anyway, matchup between those two guys, they played in college. Going to be a lot of fun this weekend as well as the 49ers take on the Eagles. And, you know, they're the quarterbacks of those teams, so their play is going to determine the outcome of the game in a lot of ways. And I have to wonder at what point does the glass slipper fall off a little bit for Brock Purdy. I know that Shanahan's going to do everything he can to put him in situations where he doesn't make mistakes, but you got to throw the football.
You got to.
And the Eagles are going to heat him up.
Well, I mean, I think that's the key to this game is making him win a game. Now, he made some winning plays. I mean, obviously the play to George Kittle was the biggest play of the game, even though he shouldn't have thrown the damn ball back across his body.
And
if it was, like
destroyed.
I said, if it was 10 years ago, yeah. George Kittle would still be asleep. You know, but I mean, you can't deny the poise that this young man has played for. And then for them, because the offense wasn't great against Dallas. It wasn't great. It made enough plays, but it wasn't great against Dallas.
He wasn't great. It was probably the worst game he had.
And so when I look at how Philly's going to play him, they're going to heat him up. And like you said, they got the best 8-man rotation probably ever.
Yeah, maybe.
Probably ever.
Yeah, the 49ers have the best 4-man rush in football. The Eagles have the best 8-man rush in football.
I mean, they're going to get after it right there, man.
Hockey line change every time it's
It is.
It's like Alabama and Georgia is really what it is. They just rotate in dudes that breathe fire and get to the quarterback. All right, we'll come back. We'll get into the NFL coaching search. I'll tell you what's behind door number three.
I want to see that.
As it relates to Sean Payton and why he's not getting second interviews with these teams. We'll talk about some of the other NFL head coaching candidates as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday. Thanks for being with us. The Back Page with Bo coming up in 20 minutes from right now. Get into this NFL coaching carousel conversation in just a minute. Most important audio in the world, top of the 1 o'clock hour. Get back into the Hawks win last night on the road against the Oklahoma City Thunder. What if coming up at 1:20? Then AMA. Any question, any topic, get your questions. And again, it's the penultimate episode or show with Brian Gebhardt as the producer of the program. So your last of two chances to get your questions in for Brian during the AMA if you want to ask him anything. He's contractually obligated to answer, so you got to ask him.
He is. And it's funny because a father's job is never done. They're always on call. And so in the break, my one-year-old boy, he's getting his shots today. And so I'm usually the one that takes them because she can't stand to watch the needle and everything, but she had to take them because it's the earliest appointment. And so you had to sit there and watch me try to cheer up this little fellow that's getting stuck in his leg and is ticked off right now. And I mean, he's like, he got a lot of that McMichael in him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, once you do me harm, like, that nurse better watch your back.
Yeah, you could tell from listening. Yes. I'm sitting here listening to this going on. He wasn't like a baby is like sad.
No.
He was mad.
Yes.
He was mad that doctor did that to him, and she might have to pay for it.
Yeah.
There's a chance that doctor has to pay for that.
Better watch your back. Like
he's going to get revenge someday.
Like, he might stick her with the dude next year. Yeah, that, he just got. He was really upset about
it was,
that.
Yeah. Yeah, but it. But again, it wasn't like baby crying. No. It was something tough about
it. Roar.
You know,
roar.
Yeah, it was roaring.
He's
in there,
roaring
like a lion.
Roar.
One of my proudest moments as a father was taking Lily to get her shots, and she wasn't even one at the time, and they had to give her a bunch of them, and. They, you know, how she got a couple of them and it hurt, so she's crying a little bit. But then the doctor was like, "Man, she's got some strong thighs." And I was like, "Damn right she does. That's the bunker in her. We got strong lower half in this
lower,
in this family."
Hey, man. But yeah, I was like, "Okay, well, but that was over. He's good. He's probably going to sleep the rest of the afternoon."
We all got strong thighs over
we
here.
We're the big thigh crew.
Yeah, that's
right. The big thigh crew.
This is what we got, man.
We're the big thigh crew. But yeah, we're going back cuz I was thinking we were about to talk about the coaching carousel, and it's like we got a big one here in this city that hasn't been filled yet. We're talking about the DC yeah. for the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, they're throwing out names, and I thought the big name was Vic Fangio, but it looks like Miami might have the upper hand on that one. I don't know, but as we go through this cycle and everything, I was talking earlier. We're talking about Sean Payton it's not saying that he won't be called in for a second interview.
Yeah.
But most guys have already had theirs, and he hasn't. I said, one, is it too much compensation, or is his demands? And you got a third one.
Well, I think it's because it's Sean Payton. I think you interview him once, and you kind of know the deal.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, I think he was very clear in what he wants from the organizations that he's going to.
Right.
And I think part of my answer is one of your answers, is they know what it's going to take to get him.
Right.
Like, whether you're willing to give up something to, because they got trade for him, right? You'd have to trade, make a deal with the New Orleans Saints in order to get him in there, because he's still under contract with the Saints for a couple more years. So there's not a lot of mystery about, like, his track record speaks for itself.
Right.
Like, you know what you're getting as a football coach. He probably also made very clear what he would be looking for in terms of power, and then you'd have to be willing to give something up to get him. So with him, There's not, to me, just not a ton of mystery, not a ton of conversation. Here I am. I'm Sean Payton.
Right.
You want to know who I am? Look at the list of accolades that I've got in my time in New Orleans. If you want me, here's what it is.
Okay. I didn't think of it like that, but that's
I don't know if that's what's happened. But
it could be.
It could be. And, you know, I don't know if he gets one of these jobs. I know that he's a great candidate, but he's the most complicated candidate.
Right.
Because of the fact that you have to give something up to get him. Like, if you're going to hire Lou Anarumo, the defensive coordinator from Cincinnati, you just hire him. You don't have to trade the Bengals anything. There's nothing like that you're having to give up. I don't know if he's going to get a job. He'll get a job eventually. And also eventually he won't be under contract with the Saints.
Right.
Right? Doesn't that go away after a couple of years? That runs out. Maybe it takes that long because the team's not willing to make a trade to get a head coach.
That could be.
But he'll coach in the NFL again. Yeah. I feel pretty confident in saying that.
Yeah, I just think the confidence. I think D'Amico Ryan's probably will get a job this cycle. Mm-hmm. I think Dan Quinn's going to get one. Interesting name is Frank Wright. Was a very interesting one. I was reading yesterday, Kellen Moore, they kept him overnight in Carolina, which is weird to me if you saw the Dallas offense this past year.
And that means he had to stay in Charlotte an extra day.
I know. So. You're going to Charlotte tomorrow.
He must have. I know.
Also, the young man.
Thanks for bringing it up.
Kapka, the offensive coordinator for the Giants,
mm-hmm.
who actually calls plays. But like Brian Daboll's the offensive coach, but this kid calls him.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out for him, maybe to Houston or somebody. I do not think Eric Bieniemy. I don't know if he's going to I'm sure he's probably interviewed because the Colts had tweeted out because, you know, whatever. But I don't think he's going back to the Chiefs.
No, I don't think so either. Yeah. And
I don't think it's unusual.
What a interesting story his path has been the last handful of years. It's a great example of, I don't know who said this a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about, when you're hot, mm-hmm. whatever the job is, you got to take it because you become the not hot coordinator relatively quickly. And again, I know he was never offered an NFL head coaching job. That never happened. He was offered the Colorado job, his alma mater, where Deion Sanders is the head coach now. And, you know, the way that it's sort of trending, it looks like that's probably the best job he was ever going to be offered. Now, it's frustrating that it never worked out anywhere else. I guess maybe these teams know something. I don't know, because it hasn't ever actually happened. But yeah, man. I mean, he went from being the guy. I was like, mm-hmm. oh, well, he's going to get one of these jobs. Look what this offense is doing. Mm-hmm. He's getting
and two other guys off that staff have
become head coaches elsewhere.
Yes.
So yeah, again, they do all of their due diligence. Like they're talking to all the people, and maybe he wasn't as responsible for the success in Kansas City as it seemed like he was a couple of years ago. But yeah, he's probably never going to get an NFL head coach
unless
job.
He goes somewhere else and then
kills it.
Yeah. But then the funny one we were laughing about earlier in the show, well, Robert Saleh, head coach of I think he's a damn good head coach too, of the New York Jets, is putting all his faith in Nathaniel Hackett, former Broncos coach, former Jaguars, when they were horrible OC.
Uh-huh.
And
But
to be his offensive coordinator.
Friend of this man.
Friend of Aaron.
Friend of this man right here.
Me?
Yep. We got it. It's happening.
The computer froze?
Maybe.
I don't think there'd be a scenario where I'd come back and that would be the number. I think it would definitely things would have to shift. There's a lot of teams because of COVID that are strapped, and you're seeing us a lot of different contracts. They're pushing more money out in deals. They're creating, you know, certain kind of void years to allow for the an easier cap hit. So there would have to be some adjustments for sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it, too. If somebody's going to trade for Aaron Rodgers, there's creative
contract things that you
can do to where it doesn't just completely handcuff you salary cap-wise. But, yeah, Nathaniel Hackett was in Green Bay. He worked with Aaron Rodgers. There was a lot of thought that the reason that they hired him in Denver last year was so they could lure Aaron Rodgers to Denver. Ultimately, that didn't work out.
Yes.
Russell Wilson goes there. That falls flat on its face. He's fired before the end of the season. Mm-hmm. But now the Jets are hiring him, like you said, to be their offensive coordinator. With a bumpy track record.
A real bumpy.
As a play caller charge. But if it results in them getting, because we talked about this either earlier this week or last week, sort of the rumors about Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. If that happens, then it was a good idea, right? I mean, that's what the Jets, as say what you want to say about Aaron Rodgers, the peyote smoker, the herbalist, the naturalist that he's become outside of the football field. He can still play. And he played some pretty damn good football down the stretch. If the Jets get him, that's the thing that the Jets need to push them over the top. The hard part is, if they don't, then you just hired Nathaniel Hackett to be your offensive coordinator and you're Robert Saleh and you're on the hot seat and maybe you're unemployed in 12 months.
I think that's the biggest thing right there is that if they don't get it, and please, Jets fans, I know you're out there, don't do it. Don't get caught up that this might happen.
No, do it.
No.
Come on.
Because, you know, I hate the Jets. My son was just in New York City, and he told this dude that he didn't like him because he liked the Jets, and his daddy don't like the Jets. My 9-year-old boy just said that. Okay. Yeah, I don't like the Jets because my daddy doesn't like the Jets. I got to stop telling what I don't like. But I think that if you can figure out this way, because now the biggest thing, because he has a $60 million guarantee on the first day of the league. Oh, no, I'm sorry, before the first game. But they're talking about if you want to trade him, you can do it by June 1st. And I heard Bart today, because I was like, that'd be so late. They got Steve McNair around June 1st, too. When the Baltimore Ravens had got him, it was in late June. But my thing is that this is going to be, if you're going to trade for Aaron Rodgers, you're trading for draft picks and stuff. Well, I want my draft picks this year, not next year. So I just don't see Aaron Rodgers leaving. I don't see him leaving. Like, I know he ain't retiring. Ain't about to walk away with those $60 million. Give a damn how much money they gave you.
No, he didn't do all this nonsense the last couple of years to get this contract to then walk away before he got the lump sum of it.
Yeah.
Just to refresh folks on what jobs are open from a head coaching standpoint, there's defensive coordinator positions open, one of them here in Atlanta. There's offensive coordinator positions open, and you'll probably get back into talking about Todd Monken and some of those jobs as the time goes, especially once some of these head coaching jobs are filled. But here's the five that are open right now. The Colts, the Cardinals, the Panthers, the Broncos, and the Texans.
Which best one?
The Colts with an asterisk, because there are rumors that maybe they want to keep Jeff Saturday as their coach.
No.
Why would they want to do
that?
I know that he's got a relationship with the owner. I understand that, but he just got an audition, and
It was awful.
It was not good at all. So like, which one's the best one of those?
I think Carolina.
Yeah, Carolina's a good one.
I think Carolina.
Their defense is good. I still think Denver is a good one.
I do too.
They got a lot of good guys on defense.
I don't think Russell can't suck again.
I don't buy that Russell Wilson is completely washed up at this point.
Right.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he is. Maybe everything that he was able to do at one point he's no longer able to do.
Yeah, so we got
but
Carolina.
I think the right relationship, the right play caller can lead to success offensively.
Carolina, Houston, I'll go Colts, Texans. Cardinals
last?
Cardinals, Texans, because at least Cardinals got a quarterback. Now, he might not play this year.
He's not going to play this year.
Yeah, but they got a quarterback.
And, you know, he might not be the best guy to coach.
Yeah.
Easiest guy to be around.
I mean, if he, like, I was saying, maybe hire Jeff if he's not going to be a head coach, he can't be hindering over the damn.
He can't be hanging around.
He can't be hanging around and stuff.
Because that's just a snitch.
Yep, that's all
point.
That is.
Yeah, he can't.
Hey, Jim, guess what they're doing down there?
Exactly.
No.
That's just a
snitch. And Jeff ain't no snitch, don't get me wrong. But I don't see that happening.
Nah, you can't do that. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo. Thanks for being with us on a Trillville Thursday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
wobbler. I thought that was the wobbler.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. 20 minutes away from most important audio in the world. We'll get back into all the big stories of the day. Hawks with a win last night on the road. Damian Lillard dropped the most, this is true, the most efficient 60-point game in NBA history last night. And if you watch the highlights, it was efficient and almost like effortless. Like just a dude out there just having a good time scoring 60 points last night in Damian Lillard. We'll get back into obviously a lot of the NFL conversation as well with the championship weekend coming up this weekend. And an AMA an hour away from right now, Bo tells me we've got a very good social media AMA question that is a marital advice question.
Okay.
So we're ready for that. We're qualified. We're married over here. We got some marriages in this room. Yeah. So we'll do our best.
We got all that and everything, man. But we were talking about the coaching hires and all those different things. And I'm just thinking, like, I'm talking mainly to Falcons fans. If he goes out and gets, like, I thought they were interviewing the Saints D-line coach, right, mm-hmm. or something like that. If they hire him, what's your feelings towards that? Because I'm like, I've always been curious about, like, when you get one of these coaches, like, I love Chris Roberts from the Cowboys. Love him. But can't believe he still hasn't had a D.C. job in as long as he had. Like, he would be a great fit here in Atlanta, I think. Chris Richards. I think he'd be a great fit here. But that goes back to what we talk about all the time. We were talking on Off the Cuff about, the different coaching trees and the relationships. Like, what relationship – because we know Arthur Smith had the relationship with the last defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. You know, that was his guy right there. Does he have a relationship like that with anybody else that might have the capability of him?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's the thing about young coaches has only been one place.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Right? Like, that's what we're talking about McDaniels. It seems like down there in Miami, it seems like from what you read down from coming out of Miami, like Vic Fangio is the guy. How the hell would this young guy here know Vic Fangio the way he does? Like, they got some kind of Shanahan connection or something like that?
Right. At some point along the way, they crossed paths.
You know what I mean? Because remember, when he took that job, he inherited the whole Miami defensive staff.
Right, which is nice.
Which is nice, but still not the move. Right. Like, okay, I want my dudes.
Sure.
Because
– but if you don't have dudes, that's the hard part about hiring these super young coordinators that have only coached under Sean McVay.
Yes.
You know what I mean? They don't have this network. That's the best thing Sean McVay did was when he got there, he brought in, help me out, the old guy to be the defensive coordinator.
Oh, Wade Phillips.
Wade Phillips. Yeah, he brought in Wade Phillips, which was brilliant because that guy's been around for a million years and can help groom the next guy after him and all that. It's exactly what Arthur Smith did here as well with Dean Pease. Yeah. But your network is limited when you're 35 years old.
Right.
You've only worked one or two places. You only know a handful of people. Then you have to start bringing in people that are either recommended by a connection or you bring them in and hopefully it works out or something like that. Like, that's the most underrated part of hiring head coaches in the NFL.
Is their staff.
Is their staff.
Because the thing about it is this when they're hiring you, they actually – because I've talked to coaches who've went through this process, and they – I mean, it's this whole drawn-out, elaborate, all your plans, your visions, and all that. And then it's, well, who would you hire for this? And you're sitting there like, well, I would hire this guy, but, well, he's on the staff. Do you know if he'll come over here and everything? So it's just always
one of those complicated things. Say what you want to say about Dan Quinn. The staff that he brought here, especially he had the defense covered. He was defensive coordinator, and he brought guys with him. But the offensive staff that Dan Quinn came to Atlanta with, they're all, I mean, everybody knows what Shanahan's doing right now.
Right.
The LaFleurs, I mean, Matt McDaniel, who's down in Miami, like all these guys were here in Atlanta at the exact same time. That's why they had success early when he was here and then didn't do a great job of replacing him. But, yeah, I mean, that's everyone talks about the head coach, and the head coach is vital. But the head coach's network and his ability to fill out that staff is almost, if not more, important. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show.
You've killed the Saints in me!
It's the back page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Every day at 12:45, Bo joins us. Hey, Bo.
So this is going to be the Not All Heroes Wear Capes edition of the back page today.
What do they wear?
Regular clothes?
Okay.
Or maybe an Uber Eats delivery shirt.
We'll let it go into the bench, and Loyola would take over 10 minutes before we get a stoppage. And we got an official's timeout.
Loyola.
Somebody came on the floor.
Duquesne last night.
On the far side.
Loyola, Chicago.
Looking for an Uber Eats delivery or something there. He's carrying some McDonald's.
Okay.
Oh, this has to be one of the all-time greats.
I'm actually not kidding.
No, this is the truth.
I think that's what's happening.
This guy's in the corner. Looked like was he going to deliver the McDonald's to somebody on the court? Can we rule that out?
I think that's an Uber Eats sticker. Is that what that is? I'm trying to get confirmation. Uber Eats, yes.
Somebody on the soundboard ordered Uber Eats, ordered McDonald's through Uber Eats, and the Uber Eats driver made it all the way into the arena and delivered his food. Good
what
for him.
Who was it?
Somebody on the video board.
Ordered McDonald's.
Ordered through Uber Eats. McDonald's.
Somebody who was working ordered delivery.
In the middle of the game.
In the middle of the game to the stadium.
What a...
Bad move by that guy.
Bad move.
But what a ninja of an Uber Eats delivery driver.
How do you even get in?
Like, as a former... I didn't work for Uber Eats, but I did DoorDash.
I've done Uber Eats.
And I did the other one, too, Postmates.
Uh-huh.
It can be really hard sometimes to deliver to certain places.
I can believe that. I can believe that.
To get into an arena without a ticket to deliver some McDonald's
and then
to
walk
a guy,
on the court?
And then walk on the court. I mean, if they would have passed it to him, he might have hit a three. He was on the floor in the middle of the game.
They had to stop the game.
They had to stop the game because this guy now maybe have a little bit more awareness of
that's
the arena.
That's my biggest thing.
But also, delivering food for those companies, you have to get it there on time. Or if the customer cancels it, you don't get paid.
No.
Or if the
for
restaurant
him,
cancels it, you don't get paid.
I get all that. For his ass to be on the coat, you have no awareness at all. What do you think they're
also
doing?
Correct.
What do you think they're doing?
Yeah, where do you think you are?
Where do you think you are? What do you think they're doing, bro? Like, he is actually on the court, not on the sideline, on the actual floor while the game is being played. Well, at the end, he's on.
It's Duquesne and Loyola Chicago, so I didn't look at the arena while I'm watching this video. Maybe there's not that many people there and he thinks it's a practice.
There wasn't that many people there, but still, like, the play was coming towards him and he was standing on the court. He really could have impacted that. They had to call a timeout because he was down there messing with the game. It's pretty wild to watch. I would encourage anyone that hasn't seen it to go find the video and just watch the clueless delivery driver. But, I mean, talk about earning your tip, though.
Absolutely.
You got to give the guy a tip.
He no doubt about
it. Got
that.
There with no ticket and got you. By the way, I mean, if you're going to do all that, maybe order something else, you know?
McDonald's?
Like, you can get a burger in an arena. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And now, what's the name? Speaking of burgers, another one of them other places opening today.
What a burger.
The long line.
What a burger.
Yeah, them. Yeah.
There's going to be a bunch of them around. Yeah, another one opens up.
Yeah, another one opened up today. I saw
where?
That. Huh?
In the Atlanta area?
Yeah, I thought I said it. Yep. Another one's opening up. Yep. Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
If you're headed up there to wait in line for the burger, enjoy it.
Yeah.
Hopefully,
I would
take
go to Kennesaw for Whataburger. I'm just not going to go to Kennesaw and stand in line for Whataburger.
What is it that you called it?
Whataburger.
Water? I thought it was...
Water.
Water. I thought it was water.
It's not Whataburger.
Not water.
But
water.
Whataburger.
Whataburger?
Whataburger.
Yeah. I thought it was Whataburger.
That's probably how you say it, but I know what Bo is saying.
Yeah, Whataburger.
Yeah. You say it different than I do. Yeah.
Whataburger?
Whataburger.
Whataburger.
Okay. There it is.
All right, so our next hero actually works for the City of Cleveland Police Department. As one day after we're talking about, and I'm basically getting lectured by people on Twitter, not to leave my car outside running, Terry Francona, manager of the Cleveland Guardians, leaves his scooter outside of his downtown Cleveland apartment, and somebody steals it.
Terry Francona rents a scooter?
62-year-old Terry
Francona.
What kind
of scooter? Are we talking about like a Vespa or like one of those?
Like a scooter like I just bought.
Like you just bought.
Yeah.
God, that's awesome.
But I mean, he probably lives right by the stadium.
It's a quick commute.
Yeah. He probably lives right by the stadium. I mean,
you don't have it locked up. I would not leave my scooter outside anywhere, probably.
Never.
That's hilarious.
Unless Bo you have to have a key.
Bo leaves his car running at the gas station.
But he won't leave his scooter.
Would not leave his scooter outside.
Because you can just jump on the scooter and take off.
And pick it
put
up
it in the
or
back
whatever.
Of your pickup
yeah, that's
truck.
True. That's
yeah,
true.
Because somebody stole my child's, last time we were in Destin, somebody stole Samson's scooter.
Now, had he turned the ride off? Because if you turn the ride off, people are well within their means to come steal it.
Yeah.
You got to turn the ride off.
Yeah.
And then you can just
or
take a free ride on somebody else's money.
Hey, man. I mean, they stealing, man. What's his name from the Saints? Gardner, Chauncey Gardner, who's in with the
CJ, yeah.
Yeah. Somebody stole his car in Philadelphia the other day.
Man, he just,
that's how y'all get down up here in Philly? Yeah, bro. They don't care. They come to get your stuff.
That's just a PSA for Hugh.
Yeah.
Hugh thought he was leaving Atlanta and his car was safe. I guess not.
Definitely not safe.
Guess not. By the way, I know he's up there now. They're getting their money's worth.
Yeah, man.
Every tweet I see has Hugh making a live appearance somewhere.
Yeah, hey, man.
Which I get. Eagles Hall of Fame. They're having a great run. All that stuff. They are parading Hugh around town, man.
So our last hero of the day is a woman by the name of Ronnie Gowanick. I hope I didn't mispronounce your name, but I'm pretty sure I did. She has been hired as the Hillsboro Hops manager, becoming the first manager of a high A baseball team.
That's awesome.
So we had somebody last year become the manager of in the Yankees organization. Rachel Balkovic became the manager of a Class A baseball team. Now we have a woman as a manager as a High A baseball team.
I have a Hillsboro Hops hat.
Do you really?
Yeah, because it's awesome. Hillsboro is a suburb of Portland. That's actually where I lived when I lived in Portland. Dansby Swanson, by the way, won a championship in single A with the Hillsboro Hops when he was a member of the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. Yeah, I saw Dansby Swanson's professional debut in Hillsboro and his major league debut here in Atlanta. And I wore a Hillsboro Hops hat to go see him make his major
league
debut.
Did you wear it for him?
Yeah, I was happy for Dansby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You said it like y'all boys.
Well, we met at a barbershop in Hillsboro one time.
Oh, yeah, I did meet.
Yeah, we did, but
that's some 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon right there.
He didn't
man.
Remember
small
it.
World.
I asked him about it at spring training a few years after that, and he was like, I don't remember that, man.
Did you really do that?
I was like, hey, remember we met at the barbershop in Hillsboro? He was like, I don't remember that at all.
You didn't do that.
I was like, you know me, Andy. Remember?
You didn't do that.
Andy, hey. Andy Bunker.
You didn't do that.
I did.
Damn.
Joe Patrick and Brian Jordan can confirm. It was mildly awkward.
I bet it was.
It wasn't that awkward, but it was mildly awkward. Yeah.
I bet it was. They came up to you. Like, I'm always.
He was like, no, I don't remember that.
I'm always one of the guys that if somebody does that to me, I'll be like, oh, yeah. Knowing damn well I didn't. But I wouldn't.
I'm glad he didn't lie. I got no shame. I remember it. It was pretty fun.
Damn, man.
It was a good conversation. He asked me if he should break up with his girlfriend at the time, and I told him, yeah.
Did you say that to him?
I said, yeah, you just got drafted number one.
Did you say that to him?
I didn't have a chance to refresh his memory at the time. We had to do an interview. But I did tell him to break up with his girlfriend, which he did, and then he ended up meeting his wife. So you're welcome, Dansby. We'll come back and get to the most important audio in the world to kick off the 1 o'clock hour right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.